From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An Egyptian who hijacked a passenger plane, forcing it to land in Cyprus, was arrested Tuesday following a tense 6-hour standoff. All 55 passengers aboard the Egypt Air were able to escape unharmed before the man turned himself in at Larnaca Airport. Egyptian and Cypriot officials said the incident was not terror-related. They described the man, identified as Saif al-Din Mustafa, as mentally unstable. Hussein Abdel Karim Tantaway Mubarak is the Egyptian ambassador to Nicosia.
I think the hijacker is something that more linked in our minds with something who have demands. But this gentleman who diverted the airplane really doesn't have any demands. It looks like it was a family feud. This is from the information we have so far.
Egyptian officials at first reported the hijacker threatened to blow up a suicide belt. Later they said it was a fake. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined France and the United States in urging Libyan authorities to allow a unity government based in Tunisia into the country to begin its work.
I urge all actors on the ground to cooperate and work with the Presidency Council to this end. I will be following this matter and will keep the Security Council informed of the situation. Those obstructing the political process should be held accountable.
A UN-brokered power-sharing deal was announced in Morocco in December, calling for creation of a unity government to end nearly 5 years of turmoil. France says it's urgent for Libya's factions to allow the cabinet to function. The U.S. says it was deeply troubled that political obstructionists closed Tripoli airspace to the cabinet. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities Tuesday said the number of people killed in last week's attack on Brussels airport and a metro station was revised down to 32, excluding the three suicide bombers. Officials previously put the death toll at 35. The error was made by double-counting three people with dual citizenship. Brazil's largest political party, the Brazilian Movement Party, or PMDB, has ended its alliance with President Dilma Rousseff's ruling Workers' Party, a move that will bring the embattled leader a step closer to impeachment and possible removal from office. Latin American analyst Sean Burgess of the Australian National University calls it a political decision.
It looks like the PMDB is making a play for the presidency itself, by putting Vice President Michel Temer, who is a member of their party, into that position by impeaching Dilma.
The PMDB said that six cabinet ministers and hundreds of federal workers who belong to the party will resign. The lower house of Congress is conducting impeachment proceedings against Ms. Rousseff based on accusations she broke the country's fiscal responsibility laws by altering government accounts. Tin Zhao, a close aide of democracy activist and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi, was sworn in Wednesday as Burma's president, a major step in Myanmar's transition away from decades of military rule. Her National League for Democracy won a landslide electoral victory last November, all in the country known also as Burma. The World Health Organization's Director General, Dr. Margaret Chan, Tuesday announced the Ebola outbreak in West Africa has been downgraded and the risk of international spread is now low.
The Ebola outbreak in West Africa is no longer a public health emergency of international concern. However, a high level of vigilance and response capacity must be maintained to ensure the ability of the countries to prevent the Ebola infections and to rapidly detect and respond to flare-ups in future.
The WHO acknowledged a small number of new clusters of Ebola cases are occurring in the West African country of Guinea, but Sierra Leone and Liberia have not experienced any new cases in months. In Ivory Coast, at least 12 people have died in clashes in the northeast between farmers and herders. The fighting also displaced hundreds. The clashes are apparently over grazing and watering rights. Hama Amadou, Niger's opposition leader, was granted bail Tuesday, 5 months after being detained on baby trafficking charges, which he claims are politically motivated. Amadou lost a presidential runoff election March 20th to President Mahamadou Issoufou and was whisked off to a Paris hospital for treatment of a medical condition just 4 days before that ballot. The U.S. Tuesday announced it's placing on hold more than $470 million to Tanzania following a controversial rerun of elections in Zanzibar. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.